everybody. This is Joelle Rises on Slippery Words, and I am very, very lucky to be at Dragon Con again this year. And this year, I bring you a special interview with the one, the only, Kim Harrison. Say hi.
Hi.
So there's Kim.
Yeah, I'm here.
And her husband, Tim, is in the background. Tim, yell hi.
Hey, everybody. How's it going?
There you go. So we are here to talk about The Turn, which is Kim's most recent book in the Hollow series, and it is actually the prequel. So I know everybody who's read the Hollow series really needs to know or wants to know what was the Great Tomato Incident. And I certainly always wanted to know, so you need to read this book. I am going to have some spoilers, so if you haven't read it, stop now and then come back to it later. All right? Spoilers. Spoilers. Okay, warning given. All right, my most burning question. Is Orchid related to Jinx?
No, Orchid is not related to Jinx, but I had to have a pixie.
Yes.
And I thought, you know, if I had another male pixie, we'd always be comparing him to Jinx. So I just went all out and decided to make a female version, and we got Orchid.
Okay, I love her. I love her name. So why don't you tell a little bit about how she gets her name, because it's obviously related to...
Yes. Yeah. Cal, he is not Rachel's Trent. I've heard from a lot of confused readers thinking that this is Rachel's Trent. No, this is Trent Senior.
Right. This is Cal.
This is Cal. That's why I call him Cal. He found Orchid by the side of the road in an abandoned flower truck, basically, and took her in and nursed her back to health. And they're buddies. They're not, you know, she is not a pet, as we all know. And they're both kind of in the similar situation. She can't find a husband because their population is that low. And poor old Cal can't seem to get anybody pregnant. Oh.
Yeah, but, okay, just to be honest, let's be really clear here. Cal is an ass.
Yes, he is.
He is an ass.
Yes, and he had to be because Trent picked it up from somewhere, right?
Right. Okay, so that actually leads into my next question, which is, after reading The Turn, and this is one of the reasons why everybody should read the book. After reading The Turn, you understand Trent a lot more.
Yes, you do. Mm-hmm.
Because he's a mixture of his mom and his dad.
Yes, he is. Yes, his mom is going to be amazing in the next book. I'm doing a prequel sequel, I guess.
Okay.
That's what
oh,
you call
good.
It.
Like in between.
Yes.
Yeah.
I can see three books out of here, The Turn being the first one. We're going to see a lot more of his mother in the second one because there are a few bits of pieces of Trent's history that we see. We know he is a one of three children.
I didn't catch
yes,
that.
Yes, that's in Dead Witch Walking.
I did
his
not
two,
catch
he has
that.
Two siblings that died under mysterious circumstances. You know, both his parents die under odd circumstances. We know that his mother is not altogether, you know, on the up and up. I mean, she has her own things that she's doing that really are kind of questionable with the demons.
Okay, see, that was one of my questions, mm-hmm. too. I have all my questions written down so I can prove this. Does Trisk use Gally more?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely. We find out why there are no pixies in Trent's garden.
That's exciting.
I know. There's all these things I can't wait to get to.
I love the pixies. Without a doubt, the pixies just make it for me. And I like how the pixies are different from the fairies. Mm-hmm. And anyway, if you read The Hollows, you know all that. Okay. All right. So Orchid is not related to Jinx, which is just a shame. Because I really wanted to be able to, like, have her be his great,
you know, if
great,
you go way,
great, great, great.
there are so few pixies left during the turn that they are probably related somewhere, but there's so many generations over those 40 human years that it'd be impossible to track back.
Right. So how long does a pixie live?
About 20.
Yeah, right, 20 years. And Jinx gets another 20.
Yes.
Because of the whole magic thing where he grows big.
Yes.
Yeah, sexy Jinx.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, so I love Orchid. You'll like her too. We now know, because we just learned this, that in fact there are going to be two more books, and you're going to see more of Trisk, which is great. Mm-hmm. So Trisk, this is set in the 1960s.
Yes.
Like our 1960s. Mm-hmm. And as a result, Trisk is not only suffering from sort of the misogyny within the elven world, but she's also suffering from the misogyny in just sort of like the regular world.
Exactly.
Yeah. So tell me more about that. Why was that important for you?
Well, I had to follow the rules somewhat of what happened during the 60s. And so she does, she's wearing the, you know, the flashy skirts and the short skirts and the big tall boots. But she's more of a Jackie Kennedy kind of lady, a little more sophisticated. And she is a scientist, which is hard because they're not allowed to have women scientists as much as we are today. Not that being allowed is the right word, but you're expected to, when you have a kid, you're home now.
Right.
You're done. You're taking care of your kids and your family. And I really didn't have anything to say about that.
Mm-hmm.
But I felt it needed to be addressed because that's the world that she was in at
right.
the time. I much would rather talk about, you know, just pretend that never happened and we're all on equal footing.
Right,
it makes for a lot more interesting
yeah.
story. But so I had to kind of step back and write something I really wasn't happy with.
Right.
But, you know, it gets better. She finds a way to get things
yes.
done.
Yeah, she's pretty manipulative.
Yeah,
she
is. She is. She's not all sweetness and light.
Right. No, she's not. That's one of the things you like about her, though, is she's got her own agenda.
She has an agenda, but her soul is good. I mean, if she's doing something she shouldn't, it's because she thinks it's going to be a greater good. She's not just being an ass like Cal is.
Yeah, Cal is really...
He's awful. He is.
He is terrible.
He is.
He's a terrible person. Or elf, whatever. Do humans ever find out the real, reason...
I don't think they do, no.
No.
No, because Rachel doesn't, and Trent really doesn't. We're talking about, Trent and Rachel.
Okay.
So I think it gets lost, and it's hidden, and humans never find out that Trent...
I thought maybe Trent was Trenty, very Trenty, Trent-like, because he did know... and was trying to make up for the sins of his father in a way.
You know, I may change my mind and go that direction,
okay.
but I'd rather just keep it a terrible secret that the reader knows and the other characters do not.
Okay. All right, I'm not going to mention that. That's like the crux of the book, so that's something we won't get into to exactly what happened, although I did see it coming. I knew it was coming. So that's really interesting to me. And I really think that Trent knew. I thought Trent knew and was really trying to sort of
make up for it.
That is how I read it, but I'll be very interested to see what you do. I mean, that's what I think. You can take
my
advice.
We'll find out. You know, I don't know. I haven't gotten there yet. Things change so much.
I know. Once you start writing mm-hmm. it, too. So what's that process like for you? You start writing. You have an idea in mind. Mm-hmm. Are you a pantser? Are you a plotter?
I'm a plotter, especially in a world that I've already established. I don't have to do a whole lot of world building at that point. I can concentrate on the plot. And I have to write it down because my books tend to be heavy and convoluted
mm-hmm.
When it comes to plot. I don't just have the plot of let's get the, solve the goal, let's save the world. I also have the emotional plot, which mm-hmm. I never plan out. I let that flow naturally because that's where the fun is for me.
Right.
And I have the world itself has to change, and that's a different plot. And there's several different plot threads, and I have to write them down and organize it, or I will lose track of what I'm doing, or I'll go off on a tangent I never meant to go on.
Right. I think also you have cultures. Like, vampire culture
mm-hmm.
is unique in your books. I mean, it's very different, and the idea of living vampires and dead vampires? I don't know. Undead vampires and who has control and who's losing control and who has a sire. I mean, it's very complex. I have to admit, I lose some of that, and I just trust you. That is, I'm reading it, I'm like, okay, I just trust her that makes sense. I have no idea. I can't follow it. So how do you write all that down? Is it like a
No, it's in
family
my
tree?
head. It's in my head, and if I ever forget it, I'm going to be in trouble.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. So are we, I'm assuming now that I know there are two more books that we're going to learn more, I'll just say this, about the vampire who got burnt.
We may. I am not sure how I want to handle that because he really is going to be hard for him to survive his
Right.
undead existence. Tim had a neat idea that one of the other characters would step in and be his scion, but I'm not sure I want to go that direction,
I
so
just
we'll
see you
see.
saved him though. See, that's why I thought, okay, he's gone. He's just dead and gone. And I thought that was the end of him. I paid him no more attention. But you brought him back. So I think there's a little story
Yeah,
there.
there could be. I mean, he's in Piscari's house, so we'll see.
And now I know how to say Piscari.
Piscari, yes.
I wasn't sure. I was like, Piscari? I don't know. I just.
I don't think I'm pronouncing it technically right. It's a term for fishing rights.
Oh yeah. Okay,
Yeah.
that makes sense. Now that I think about it, that does make sense. Okay, so I have the answers to those questions. What happens to Daniel? Are we going to find out what happens to
I
Daniel?
would like to see Daniel again.
Yeah.
He's a human. He found out about the Inlanders as they were coming out of the closet, so to speak. He has a lot of potential as a foil to get information out there to tell a new reader about magic systems and so on and so forth, because you got to explain it to the human.
Right.
And so I love. I don't want to say reusing my characters, but I like bringing them back. I like developing them further and seeing where they go and how they develop. And so I don't really throw anybody away if they can serve a purpose.
Right. Because he's a device. He's a literary device for you to tell the story. Okay, so this was awesome. I loved the friendship that developed between Orchid and Daniel. That was great. She's a great character, but I'm going to challenge you on something. I was surprised when Cal realized she was gone that he wasn't more upset. I thought he was going to be really, really upset. And she just sort of was like, "Eh, see ya." And then
Now, when was this? I'm trying to place it in the book when
okay, so Orchid realizes that Cal is really not a
Oh,
good
when
guy.
Orchid left.
Yeah, when Orchid left.
Okay.
Did I say that
Oh.
wrong? I'm sorry.
Yeah. I did that on purpose
Oh.
to show his true callous nature. That was intentional.
Okay. See, I thought of that, his relationship with Orchid, his like one redeeming quality.
And it fell to the wayside when his goal was threatened.
Okay. Okay.
He's very goal-oriented.
Yes. Yes, that is true. Yeah. Once again, he's awful. So Orchid leaves him, hooks up with Daniel. First time a pixie has hooked up with a human, and she really wants to find a buck. Okay, first of all, why are pixie males bucks?
I don't know.
Okay.
It
I was
just
like,
seemed the thing to call them.
it's just so funny. I need to find a buck. I'm like, oh. So, okay, so she needs to find a buck. Is she going to come back in prequel, sequel?
I would hope so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I can't see why she wouldn't.
I need her to find somebody. She needs a small garden of her own, really. I love the idea that they're assassins. What made you do that?
Because it's the small things that'll get you.
Yeah. I love that with the little swords and.
It's the smallest things that bring us down.
Yeah. Okay. Have you spent time in a genetics lab?
No, I have not, but my schooling is in the science and technology area.
Okay.
I've got a 4-year degree in biology, and
Okay.
I bring it into my work when I can.
Right.
I took zero classes in college, except the
Okay.
one or two I had to graduate in
Right.
the
Okay.
literary field, and it shows sometimes.
I don't know, to the Okay, so to the scientist reading it, mm-hmm. I'm sure you've probably gotten comments like, that's not what they would do.
I haven't gotten as many as you might think. Oh, because wow. they like to suspend their disbelief
sure.
just as much. But I have gotten a few people saying, oh, you can't have a, you know, something that's crossed this species barrier or go from plant to animal. And then I have somebody else says, oh, yes, you can. And yeah. so who knows? It's all make-believe.
It's magic anyway, yeah. It's all make-believe.
But I love genetics. I talk about it in a lot of my books, not just The Hollows. It's a thread. It's a common thread mm-hmm. that I like to pick up and run with because I think it's fascinating.
Are the elves ever going to come out?
Yeah. Of course they are. Of course they are. They okay. have to.
Okay. We just learned it here. The elves are going to come out of the closet with eventually.
Eventually,
everybody
yeah.
else. Mm-hmm. Okay. Hmm. We'll have to see how that... I'm very interested to see how you do that. So when in all of this... So Rachel is born sometime later.
I think she's in the... Is it the... I could be wrong, but I think it's the 80s.
I was going to say, yeah. I think it's the 80s, right? So she's born a good 20 years later mm-hmm. or something. How old then is Trent compared to her?
They're only a year or two apart. I think Trent's a year older. I have their birthdays written down in The Hollows and Cider.
But she's pregnant with him in the 1960s.
Oh, we're talking about Trisk? Or who are we talking about? Okay, Trisk is pregnant with Trent?
Yeah.
No, that's his sibling. She's pregnant with.
Okay.
See, yeah, you and a lot of readers are forgetting there's a couple of siblings
I totally forgot about siblings.
It's mentioned in Dead Witch Walking when Rachel goes in to shred her file and get some dirt on Trent Kalamak, and Jinx reads it off to her. She's a mink at the time, I think.
Okay.
And
when she turns into a mink and she gets caught in the cage,
yeah,
right.
Yeah, she shreds her file, her IS file, and she finds the dirt on Trent.
I did not remember that.
Well, I had to go back and look it up.
That's very funny. How long have you been writing these books? What's the...
Oh, my goodness. I think the first one came out in 2004.
Okay.
So, yeah. But I wrote the short story that became the chapter one of Dead Witch Walking, like, before I found publication at all.
Okay.
And then developed it, and it turned into this.
Yeah. Well, that's awesome. And you have a huge fan base, mm-hmm. and everybody wants to know what's next for Rachel and for Trent, and are they going to have children? And
of course they are.
Of course they are. Oh, yay! Quinn, does he ever find happiness?
I have two books to write. He's a very tragic character, but I like him. I like him a lot.
I love him. Mm-hmm. I love him. He's a great character, mm-hmm. and I like that he gets a little scarred.
Mm-hmm. He is the reason why Trent is redeemable.
Right. Okay. So just keep in mind that I don't want bad things to happen to Quinn. I want him to find somebody. Just, would you keep that in mind for later?
Just for you,
just
right?
Just for me? All right. Note, you know, in the publication, Joelle wanted a nice happy ending for Quinn. So anything else you want to tell us about coming up? What else?
I really don't have anything on the docket right now. This is the turn's going to be coming out in mass market on Halloween.
Oh,
this
nice.
Year, which that's kind of cool.
Okay, because I saw it in all of the shops down here. I'm at Dragon Con there.
Yeah, that's my latest release. Okay. That was like in February, so it's still out and around. I don't have anything else on the docket right now. I've been taking the summer and working. I've got a couple manuscripts ready to go out the door. I've got another one I could just die for. I'm still in the early writing stages.
Okay.
But it is urban fantasy, and it has everything that The Hollows has, and then some. It's got the
completely new.
It's got the familiar dragons and vampires and elves, although they are not The Hollows demons. And elves and witches, they are different. It's a completely different world. The magic is based on something else, but I have a strong female protagonist, and I've got a bad boy love to hate. You know they're going to, they might not end up together, but they're going to bang around for a while. I don't have Jinx, but I have a Basilisk.
Oh.
That is, you know, almost serving the same function.
Oh,
only he doesn't
awesome.
Talk.
That is amazing.
So it's, I am absolutely thrilled about where this book is going.
I'm excited. Oh, okay.
It's a whole new world I get to
build. Does this have any kind of, like, a working title?
Yeah, I'm calling it Next Door.
Next Door.
And it might be Demons Next Door. It's
right. You can play with that.
Yeah, but Next Door.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Exciting. I will look for that. All right, everybody. So that was Kim talking about The Hollows and The Turn and what's coming next. And you just learned that the next series is Next Door. So that's exciting. Thank you so much for being with
me today.
Thank
you. This has been great.